Welcome to Wacky Geeks, Cool Links. This week on Wacky Geeks, Cool Links, Street View, Zombies, MacBook Will, Sony releases its next piece of crap. Card counting gap and CIA torture video. Right here on Wacky Geeks episode 54, Cool Links. I'm your host, Mike Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
This is Steve Douglas back in hiding.
And Ken Hansen hanging out at the Geeks crib.
Well, our first one here in Cool Links, if you go to our website, wackygeeks.com, click on episode 54, you'll see all the links and you can check them out. But it's Google Street View, Street with a View. And what happened here is a group of people knew that Street View was going to be, or Google Street View is going to be around taking photos. So they all dressed up. We had one guy dress up as a bird brain. We have another group that looked like it was moving day. We had the parade directors, and we had a group of people or some people trying to escape out of a house, out of a three-story building.
With toilet paper, it looks like.
Yeah. Torn bed sheets is what it said here.
My favorite is the sword fight, though. Yeah. The two people that look like they're samurai warriors.
We have the marching band. Yeah, the mattress factory fire escape.
Giant cooked chicken.
Yeah. Parade crowd. The mad scientist, that was good. There's garage band. Street marathon. Doug's Market.
Yeah, if you don't know what, if you're new
to the big, huge chicken. Oh, the fireman.
Fireman. You know what Street View is? Go to Google Maps, and you'll find a new thing called Street View, which kind of takes you down to the ground level, and they have these trucks that go around with these weird cameras, and you'd be surprised what you see. And I wish I knew, because, they came by my street. I noticed on Google Maps that they came by my apartment complex, and I would have stood out there and got my picture taken.
Yeah, they came by my house also, and I was not there to moon them.
And we think that they did come by when you weren't there.
It's a cool sight to go and see. Just you click on the see it in Street View, and you can see all this stuff within Street View. So.
Yeah, I could see my car parked in my space.
And if you get the sun just right, you can see a profile of the weird vehicle with a camera on top.
Very, very interesting, to say the least. I wonder how often they're going to update that.
I don't know.
Wish I knew when they do anything. That would be so cool if I could just...
So there's still hope to moon them again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think right now their goal is just to get all the streets viewable.
Yeah.
So, might be a while.
How do you get that job, though? Just driving in a van all day, taking pictures.
What are you doing today? Oh, more driving.
Driving in a van.
On a new street we never drove on before.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of street stuff, some street signs, specifically construction signs in Austin, got hacked.
Zombies!
Warning, zombies in area, run! I love it.
Only in Texas did we have zombie signs.
Yeah, these are like construction signs that you see as you're driving down the road, warning you of, detours and stuff. They hacked them and made them say, warning, zombies in area, zombies are coming, go to colder climate. Nazi zombies.
Hackers broke into a City of Austin road sign and changed the public safety message to warn drivers of zombies ahead. Of course, plenty of people got a laugh out of that prank.
Many others didn't think it was funny at all. Shannon,
come on.
Many people didn't have a sense of humor.
Now, here's the kicker.
among those who didn't think this prank.
The signs were password protected.
With the default password.
You're begging for a hack at that point in time.
I think it's a little bit of humorless world.
Really?
I hope they do it again.
Yeah, me too.
T student Jane Shin was driving with some friends late Sunday night.
We're driving down MLK and Lamar, and we saw those signs. It said Nazi zombies ahead.
You heard that right. The signs warned of Nazi zombies.
So we left immediately.
And the end is near. Some drivers even slowed down, thinking perhaps their eyes were deceiving them.
So this is definitely a first. Some people find that the content of the sign was amusing, but the big problem is public safety. Those signs are out there.
There could be real zombies out there. What's going to happen then, huh? You're going to go, there ain't no zombies, but there could be. The boy who cried zombie.
Good thing they hacked that sign and put zombies up there.
So these news people, that's some of the humorless people I was talking about.
Yes, I do believe so.
I'm brainless too.
When I was a young kid, we'd steal traffic cones and drive around and pass parks and stuff and yell the Martians are coming and things like that. And it's just people having fun.
Hey, down at the Wiener Schnitzel, just down the road here.
I remember us, in our little small town, we stole the cones and we went to the sheriff in town that night and put the street cones all the way around his house.
Oh, that's good. Well, down at the Wiener Schnitzel, just down the road here, they have one of those signs, you know, where you put the plastic letters on and it says, now available large Angus burgers. But you know, I want to steal that G so bad.
Do it. I'll come bail you out if you get caught. You know, we used to do all sorts of stupid things like that when we were kids. And the cops, for the most part, you know, looked the other way. But nowadays, people are involved in alcohol and guns and drugs and stuff, and the cops anymore are humorless. No, they don't look the other way anymore. I mean, we were just kids being stupid, but now it's just a whole lot more serious.
Kids today don't know to respect anything. Yeah.
Well, speaking of humor,
the new MacBook Will is out.
What?
Yes,
I can
courtesy
hardly
of
wait.
The Onion News Network, of course.
Gotta have one.
I gotta have two.
And you have to go up and watch the video to truly appreciate this.
The MacBook Wheel, a revolutionary new laptop that does away with the keyboard.
Wow.
Tech Trends reporter Jeff Tate has more.
Thanks, Andrea. Say goodbye to the keyboard and hello to the future of laptop computers. With the MacBook Wheel, Apple has replaced the traditional keyboard with a sleek, touch-sensitive click wheel. Apple CEO Steve Jobs introduced the product.
What I love about this video is it looks so dead on realistic.
They spent some money on this one. It looks really good. At Apple,
our philosophy is to be good for these people that still type with two fingers.
Yeah. A
single giant. Hey, that's me.
Gilman showed me how the revolutionary new computer works.
Just open the Intuitype alphabet menu here. Scroll to the letter you need. See? And
simple
to select it. Then click again to capitalize. And repeat this process for each new letter.
Intuitype, is that already a registered trademark?
Yeah, it probably is.
You can also let the predictive Intuitype. Sentence technology complete the sentence for you.
Gilman says the MacBook Wheel has also simplified the organization of files, so searching your hard drive will be a snap.
Just press both sides of the wheel concurrently and center click in there. You have an alphabetical listing of every file on your hard drive. Everything is just a few hundred clicks away.
Apple is calling the MacBook just a few hundred clicks away.
Oh, I've got nothing better to do with my day.
They don't even realize they want yet.
While the MacBook Wheel won't hit the shelves for another 3 to 15 months, many Apple users already have it on their wish list.
I'll buy almost anything if it's shiny and made by Apple.
That's me.
Shiny and made by Apple.
I'll believe anything on the Onion News Network.
Gotta love the Onion.
automatically says sent from a MacBook wheel. That way people know you have one.
With a price tag of just under $2,600 for the lowest end MacBook
cheap.
Wheel,
yeah.
It is an investment.
The 40 gig is $9,000.
Like wow. I'll buy two at that price.
Yeah.
I really love the Onion. I mean,
the battery only lasts 20 minutes.
Yes.
If it wasn't for the Onion,
it's truly unbreakable unless dropped or hit.
If it wasn't for the Onion, this would be an even more humorless world.
Yeah. And the Onion also has another video up about Sony releasing their next piece of crap that you have to own that doesn't work right.
We suggest that you don't play this at work.
Not unless you have a very, very cool, understanding boss that has no problem with, you know, foul language at the office, because this one is littered.
Or with young children in the room.
Yeah. Yes.
Or if you're a Sony employee.
Oh, we don't care about them.
I'll let him have an aneurysm.
The next great hunk of crap of technology that absolutely you cannot live without and does not work.
Does not work. That's standard Sony operating procedure.
It's absolutely hilarious. This is actually, I think, funnier than the MacBook wheel.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Check it out.
I would play it, but the language is, there's quite a bit of language.
Don't show it to your grandmother.
Yeah. The next one is card counting app.
This is cool.
For the iPhone.
Another cool iPhone app.
Yeah.
It could actually make you some money. As if you don't get caught and beaten in the alley.
You might make enough to pay your bail.
That's right. Well, actually, card counting is not illegal. It's just frowned upon by the casinos. And, you know, they have their own
Yeah, and any card device to help you with that is also illegal in Vegas. So
those casino operators, it's more of those humorless people I was talking about.
That's right. But it's a great app.
Yeah.
Use it when your friends are playing.
It's only $3, so go buy it.
Yeah, gamble. Take a gamble.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, if anything, go play with it, and then you can say, hey, look, I've got it. I'd never use it, but I've got it.
Okay, this next one is a CIA torture video. Steve?
Project Nanopus. This is why I'm in hiding, because I smuggled this video out of Gitmo. It's used to torture detainees down there. But what's really strange about this thing is that it's actually become viral. It's hit the airwaves. And it's spawning a Cirque du Soleil.
They used an ad from...
from Denny's. And they used it to torture these poor people down there.
Yeah.
And, it's Nanopus.
You can call me Nanopus. And guess what? I love Nanopus. You can call me Nanopus. And guess what? I love Nanopus.
See, it had some unfortunate problems with it. First of all, it gave all the detainees cravings for banana pancakes. They would go back to Iraq. They couldn't find an IHOP. They came back over to the United States looking for banana pancakes.
It's one of those songs that gets into your brain and drives you crazy.
It gets into your brain. It'll cause nosebleeds. There should be more warnings on this thing.
Shouldn't there be warnings on our podcast since we're playing the song?
I think we should. If we are true public servants, we should put warnings on there. Oh, this is the Beatle mix, too, by the way.
It's been remixed, huh?
Yes. Well, like I said, Cirque du Soleil is going to do a show based on it. IMAX is thinking of doing a version.
Oh, God.
Save the watch.
And if you believe that, we've got some great oceanfront property to sell you.
Yeah. Let me pull on your leg for a little bit longer here. Of course, it's just fun to say. I think it could become a whole thing, and you're such a nanopus. Upper stickers, t-shirts.
So, Steve, do you have the marketing rights to this?
Well, no, it's a CIA torture video. The CIA has marketing rights. You know.
Glad that's over.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's not, because you'll wake up at 2 a.m. this morning, and you'll be hearing that in your brain.
I already
now
am.
We know and what's wrong moment, with Steve.
And that's the moment that I go over to Steve's house and kill him.
That's,
yeah, yeah, for bringing stuff this there. To us. And I think this brings us to another end.
Thankfully.
Don't say I didn't warn you. Don't watch that video.
Go to wackygeeks.com to watch any of the videos or check out any of the links.
Yes, yeah, Wacky Geeks, this is episode 54.
But don't watch that video. You know you want to, though, don't you?
Yeah. We'll see you next week or next time.